This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, and it is Mark with you.
And Daryl.
You can call in, talk about whatever you want, any day of the week between 7 p. and 10 p. Eastern time. I'm not going to break that out for you, different time zones. You're going to have to figure it out on your own, terribly sorry. But we're here, we're doing a show. And if you're listening to us on the radio, we're probably the only thing live in the country right about now. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And tonight appears to be public school kids are dumb night because the first...
Oh, they're dumb every night. We just don't talk about it every night.
I certainly was dumb when I was high school age, so I don't think it matters whether you're in government school. But I'm amused that in the last article where... school kids are having trouble reading analog clock faces. The government bureaucrats are blaming it. I don't know what they're blaming it on. They're just like, the kids can't read clocks. I mean, it's like we should create an institution of people that teach kids how to do things that are practical for life. I wonder who might do that. This is the government school officials talking like this. It's right. Crazy. But let's go to Dan calling in from Nebraska. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
So I was listening to your analog clock story, and I guess what I was thinking is, like, what's really the point of teaching people to do how to do stuff like cursive or reading analog clocks anyways? You know,
I've heard stories that cursive somehow builds finger-brain coordination. Instead of them saying it's useful for writing, which is what it is, right, they have to make up voodoo that surrounds it that says...
It is a faster way of writing.
Yeah, but people don't read it. People can't read it.
I stopped using it just because it is, you know, kind of difficult a little bit.
Yeah, I'll take your word it's faster.
That and I write sloppily anyway, so I have a hard time reading what I write, whether it's in cursive or just regular letters.
Go ahead, Dan.
Okay, so I was going to say is I'm somebody who probably was like the second or third to last grade to end up learning cursive before the schools around here discontinued it.
Okay.
And frankly, I've made pretty much little use of it ever since. And I do most of the schooling I've ever done, be that in high school, college, or middle school, or elementary, or anything, it's always been just typing around computers. I mean, in all honesty, it makes complete sense to me why they got rid of it. I feel like the same way about analog clocks. Like, you know, you can quite easily go online and just look up how to read an analog clock if you want. And frankly, I almost never use analog clocks. I always see digital clocks and numbers. I really don't know very many people my age who are doing it. It's just something that doesn't make sense to worry about to me.
I feel like analog clocks are more common in our world than cursive handwriting. I will agree with you that I'm sort of the opinion that cursive doesn't make any sense. I found one of my son's homeschooling books is trying to teach him cursive. I'm like, we don't need to read. We don't need to do this. What's the point of this? You need cursive to be able to figure out how to do your signature and... frankly,
and even then, you don't need to because there's no requirement that a signature actually is your name.
No, it's just big X. It's fine.
It's just, you know, like whatever your mark is. And my signature has devolved to where it doesn't even look like anything but some squiggles.
Yeah, it's mine. You can see like some letters in there, but that's about it. Not very useful. I think knowing how to read an analog clock is probably more useful than speaking Spanish in a northern state, but not much more kind of thing. It's something you should know. It'd be useful to know.
And there is a good wiki, and I never even thought to do a Google search for how to read an analog clock.
I bet it's there.
But there is a WikiHow article on how to read an analog clock.
Probably more useful than whatever you're taught in school. Dan, any other thoughts?
Do I have any other thoughts? You know, probably not. I think I said all I needed to say. You guys have a good night.
Thanks for the call.
And they also have on here, and it's actually wikihow.com/read-a-clock. And it's not just how to read an analog clock. They also tell you how to read a digital clock.
Well, considering these numbers from government school eighth graders here, maybe it's a good idea. Let's take Steve in Nevada. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. What's your mind? Call it from KTOX. Steve. Steve going once. We'll put Steve on hold. See if we
can. Oh, here I am.
Okay. What's on your mind,
yeah,
Steve?
Yeah, you're the two yahoos at about monkeys swimming in a lake.
Monkeys swimming in a lake.
What?
Your commercials about monkeys swimming in a lake, should they be allowed to swim in the lake?
Well, hold on just a second.
And extract
wait a second.
Hold on.
I got to explain something.
They're intoxicated, and
Steve,
you're not listening, are you? I'm a caller.
I'm trying to explain something to you, Steve. You're listening on a radio station, right?
Correct.
Whatever you're hearing could be put on by the radio station. It could be put on by our network. It could be put on by us at the studio.
I don't know what you're talking about. Your voices. I recognize this voice.
Okay. I don't know what to tell you. I wasn't talking about monkeys swimming in a lake.
Monkeys swim in a lake, and DNA is stretched by dolphins to see if they're intoxicated by...
Are you intoxicated?
Are you?
No, I am not,
well,
because I'm
be.
On the radio.
You should be at home on Sundays. It's
as a good radio professional.
7 o'clock. Listen to me. I'm the caller.
Yes, I know you're a caller, and you sound like you're intoxicated.
That you're
Let
on
him
the
finish.
Floor between 4 and 7 o'clock, but on Sundays.
There are multiple hosts on this show. We do have days off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
wow, we've got angry callers tonight.
Well, I mean, you know, somebody's angry all the time. I think, I don't know, my delay panel doesn't seem to be relaying here, so I'm a little concerned about that.
Oh,
anyway,
no.
I'm going to presume the board op did his job. I can't really see what's going on here. Yeah, it looks like everything's fine. So let's talk about how Free Talk Live works. Free Talk Live is called Free Talk Live because you can call in and talk, even if Daryl does interrupt you. You can call in and talk. It's not called the Daryl and Mark Show or the Mark and Ian Show or the Mark and Ian and Daryl Show or any of those,
right.
You know, Flim Flam and Flooey or Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, because it doesn't matter who's on.
Right.
We could not be here at all. Ian and Daryl and I could be to take a vacation in Mexico, and somebody else could run the show.
Yep.
All they have to do is turn on the mics, talk about some news items that are relevant to them. We like to take a liberty-oriented stand here on Free Talk Live, but I don't think it's necessary. We'd probably lose the funding of our amplifiers over time if we just abandoned libertarianism, but you know, if we had one or two nights where it's just weird stuff happening, it'd be fine, I think.
Right, so, but, you know, like, being libertarian host is what sets us apart from all of the other talk shows that are syndicated on broadcast radio.
Also, being on 7 nights a week sets us apart from those shows,
yes.
too. And the gentleman was talking about that. How many nights a week are you on, Daryl?
I'm on, what, 4?
Same here. I'm
something.
On 4. It's not like I'm working my butt off over here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a talk show that's on for 3 hours, and I'm on 4 nights a week. It's 12 hours. Don't worry, pal. I'll be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got plenty of time for my family. And Ian's got 5 nights a week, and then we've got some other co-hosts that sit in.
Right, and I wanted to try explaining to him why I wasn't drunk, because he asked if I was. And I'm not drunk on the radio because that's not professional.
Also, it's against the FCC rules. I wouldn't allow you to
Whether it's against the FCC rules or not is irrelevant to me.
Yeah.
It's whether or not it's professional, and... Yeah, I do my best to be professional. I realize that, you know, occasionally I might interrupt someone, but it's generally to try to clarify something or to answer a question that a caller asks where I'm trying to actually answer the question.
Yeah, when they ask a question and they keep talking, that's always funny.
Yeah.
So,
And I have no clue what he's talking about dogs swimming with dolphins.
Monkeys swimming with dolphins.
Monkey. Well, I typed in, I did a Google search DNA. And came up with something about dogs swimming with dolphins.
I still have this article here that talks about, about two-thirds of American eighth graders can't read proficiently or do math proficiently. 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite .com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision-making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Oop, Free Talk Live. I think I had the mics unmuted the whole time. Professional broadcasters here. Live Sunday edition. Mark with you.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about, well, government school, people not being able to read, do math, things like that. Bitcoin.com wants you to know that saveatpurse.com is now accepting Bitcoin Cash.
Speaking of math, you can save up to 33% off on things that you would buy from Amazon.
You'll certainly save 20 to 25% if you want to save that much.
Yes.
And these are the regular things from Amazon. Wouldn't you like to just save 20% on the stuff you buy there? It's easy. Go to saveatpurse.com, use Bitcoin Cash, and you can buy and sell, or excuse me, buy. Yeah, you could sell, you could work on the selling side if you wanted to. That's saveatpurse.com. Go get an account now, fund it, and they tell you how to get Bitcoin. The best way to get Bitcoin is to go to bitcoin.com. They've got wallets there. They've got ways to buy Bitcoin, ways to use Bitcoin. Great Bitcoin news. Bitcoin.com. Let's go to Wick calling in from the Discord. Wick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there. I was just wondering if either of you remember from school, presumably, what an isosceles triangle is.
Yes.
Ooh, that's the one with three sides that are the same length.
Three sides the same length, three angles that are the same degrees.
Right, the angles would have to be the same if the sides are the same length.
Yeah.
Very nearly. It's two sides the same length and two angles the same.
So this is the one that's 45, 45, 90? No? Yeah, okay.
It could be.
So I said we gave you an equilateral triangle rather than isosceles, right?
Ah, okay.
I think so. Well, the reason I ask is because I saw this YouTube video of this guy who went around in a public place somewhere asking people to identify the verb in a sentence, a really simple sentence, like he passed his brother the salt. And then they said, identify the verb in that sentence. And loads of people couldn't do it.
Couldn't find pass.
And then they asked,
yeah.
Yeah. And they asked those same people if they knew what an isosceles triangle was. And a lot of them got it right. And I just thought that was weird. But the main point I have to make about the way math is taught in schools is that a lot of people say, I've noticed that it's taught in a way that seems really irrelevant. Like you learn how to do all these equations and you learn all these rules and things without knowing what they are or why you would ever want to know them in real life. And I think, and I've heard other people say it too, that the most interesting bits, the bits that actually give it meaning and reason, like the thinking behind math or like the philosophy of math, those things aren't really covered in schools. If you take the number zero, I mean, if you think about before the number zero ever existed, if you think how difficult it must have been to imagine a use for a symbol that actually represents nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
And yet it's such a useful symbol.
The zero was created by the Arabs, Muslims, which means that during their heyday,
the numbers that we use today are called Arab numbers because they were created by the Arabs.
Yeah, so I mean, we're talking about only 1,000 years old.
Correct.
Yeah, and if you look at the numeral system, like the Roman numeral system, which is like almost impossible to use in comparison, it seems much more natural to come up with that. You know, it's like line, 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 and then a symbol for five, and then like another few lines, and then a symbol for 10.
Sure.
And if they taught people the thinking of how difficult it would be and how useful it is to come up with something like the Arabic numeral system. I mean, I think that would really engage people. I think it's a book and a TV documentary called The Story of Maths, and about half of it is just about the number zero and how powerful it is. And I found that like super engaging.
Yeah, and one thing that I've noticed over, I don't know, at least the last decade, probably going back to closer to when I was in high school, is that most people working as a cashier now, they can't figure out change without typing the numbers into the thing. So, like, let's say that I go to a store. My total is $10.75, and I hand them $21.
Oh.
A lot of times they want to hand me the single bite. No, no, no. I'm handing you this so you will give me a $10 bill back.
Right. They can't do that math in many cases.
Like, they get confused.
Sure.
Or if, let's say, it's 10:06 and I hand them a 20 and then I'm like, oh, here's 6 cents. Oh, I already typed it in.
Yeah, we're done. We're done.
I can't figure out that 6 cents plus 94 cents that this thing tells me in change means I give you an extra dollar.
Wick?
Yeah.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that's terrible, and we have the same issue here.
Oh, I suspect government schools aren't any better in England.
Yeah, and actually, privates follow the government syllabus, so they're not really that private to do things in a very similar.
Oh, looks like we're losing Wick.
Yeah, and
it's the vagaries of the internet. Terribly sorry.
Private schools in the U.S., you know, they, to a large extent, have to follow the same government standards in order to wind up getting the accreditation so that the high school diploma is recognized as valid. You know, they don't necessarily have to do things the exact same way, but there are, you know, various standards that some government organization that is quasi not government has to come and make sure that things meet certain standards.
Let's go to Barry in South Carolina. Barry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call. But who is that was just talking? Was that Larry or Daryl?
Mark and Daryl are on the air. I'm
Daryl. Okay. Well, Daryl kind of stole my thunder. I was when you started talking about, you know, the analog clock and then, you know, simple math and things like that. You know, my favorite thing is like when you go to the grocery store, or you go somewhere and the machine breaks down and they don't know how much change to give you.
Right.
Out of what you give them, you know, they don't even know how to count change. And, you know, when I was a young child, my grandfather actually taught me that.
How did you change?
How to make change from, you know, the American currency, you know. Now, I have to admit, I'm really confused by Bitcoin, but I think I'm going to sign up for a course on that from a fellow who's given a course on it because
excellent. I think you'll probably find that
it really intrigues me. But you know, I'm 65 years old, and if you didn't know the currency that your country uses, man, you got a big problem. And like, you know, if these people can't punch those numbers in that computer, they stand there and they give you that dumb look, and then they distrust you. You know, if you're trying to tell them how to count back change, you know.
Right, God help you if they give you back the wrong change, they'll never believe you.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. But anyway, I love your show, and keep it going. One thing I would ask you to do.
Hold the line, Barry. Come back and tell us. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Just before leaving New Jersey, President Trump said he was close to making a decision on a Supreme Court nominee. The new justice is likely to cement a conservative ideological majority on the high court. On Face the Nation,
Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons said he'll give the nominee a fair shake.
I'll meet with his nominee, I'll review their record, and I'll ask them tough questions to try and get to the core issue here, which is how will this next justice nominated by President Trump affect the rights and freedoms of average Americans?
Cave divers are resting after successfully bringing four boys out of the cave complex in northern Thailand. The rescue effort was halted because they needed to replace the spent oxygen inside the pockets of the three-mile-long cave. The boys in the weakest condition were brought out first. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live Sunday edition with Mark
and Daryl.
I want you to know about my Blink home security system. I get this great system, easy to set up. All it is some cameras. They're battery operated, completely wireless. They hook up to a hub that you plug into your router, and it's got, obviously, they've got to be close enough to the router to sort of see it electronically, as it were. But other than that, you can set the timing on it. If there's motion in front of it during the times that you set, it'll send you a notification within seconds. And you can find out what's going on at your house. You can also check in on it anytime you want. It's a great system and so much more than you're going to get from these other security companies. You get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys and an extra 15% off. Don't forget, no subscriptions, no contracts. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. That FTL will get you the 15% off. blinkprotect.com/FTL. Great home security system. I love it. And I've moved it from one location, one house to another. Works great. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Barry in South Carolina had something he wanted to squeeze in, and we just didn't have time before the end of the last segment, so I just wanted to bring him back real quick. What was it, Barry?
Well, I wanted to ask you folks, you're out of New Hampshire, is that
correct?
That's correct,
yes.
Yeah, I'd like you to talk a little bit more about the governance of New Hampshire and, you know, the state of the state. You know, you talk about people coming there for more freedoms and different things like that.
Sure.
And
a topic I love to talk about.
Admit, I hate to admit my ignorance of it all, but, you know, I used to go to New Hampshire once in a while, but I was a motorcycle a race fan, and I used to go to Loudoun.
Yep, Loudoun, great track. We'll talk about that.
I probably can't say the sponsors back then because I am in my later years, but it was Camel.
Is it all cigarette companies? Now, thanks for the call, Barry. I'll let you. We'll talk about it here. We're in luck because Daryl is the Liberty lobbyist, and he knows just about everything that's going on in New Hampshire politics at any given time. But I think we should give the broad strokes. So New Hampshire was picked as the home of the Free State Project.
Yes.
Became the destination for the great Liberty migration. Thousands of people have picked up their lives and moved to New Hampshire in the hopes that they can work within, in some cases without, outside of the government system, in the hopes of creating a freer place. Do you think that's been successful, Daryl?
Do I think what has been successful?
They've
people
made it a
moving
place.
Here? Well, New Hampshire was already, you know, in the Freedom in the 50 States rankings, already, you know, like number one or number two at the time of the election.
Yeah, it's by far, it's the freest state as ranked every single time. So if you take all their rankings, right now it's number one, but if you take all their rankings, it's never been out of the top five, and there's no state that can really claim to be as good as New Hampshire as far as that ranking.
So, you know, it's really difficult to say whether or not, you know, New Hampshire has improved upon already being the freest state in the country.
But that's
because I've not looked at the numbers.
Okay.
You know, so I can only look at various things where in certain areas it seems as though other states are moving ahead of New Hampshire.
It really stinks these other states are getting, you know, marijuana legalized, that kind of thing.
Right, but, you know, there are certain taxes that we don't have here in New Hampshire that other states do. There are certain regulations that we don't have that other states do.
Yeah, I have to agree. I have to understand that academically, the Freedom of the 50 States ranks New Hampshire the freest, and I'm fine with that. But my tax burden was lower when I was in Florida because most of the people who are taxed in Florida are people that are visiting.
Right. Your property tax in Florida was like a nickel.
Yeah, it was $1,400 per year on a three-bedroom, two-bath house.
Yeah. So if you own property in New Hampshire, your tax burden will be higher.
Yeah.
If you rent, then your rent will be higher than elsewhere, but it's not a quote-unquote direct tax burden on you because you're paying the property tax indirectly.
Sure.
But let's just look at a couple of things here from the Free State Project's website, where they pull some of the highlights about New Hampshire. Number one for child well-being. Number three for raising a family. Number four for quality of life. Number five for safety. Number eight for health. Number 10 for happiness. Now, you know, when you add all of those up, and then if you look at the other states, then, you know, yeah, New Hampshire has one of the higher aggregates on these things. The politics are a lot more accessible here. The legislature, and you did mention the legislature, one thing that is really nice about the New Hampshire legislature is that every piece of legislation must have a public hearing. Every piece of legislation, at some point after said public hearing and prior to a certain date set in the calendar, the committee that heard the bill must make a recommendation on the bill. And then there's another date by which the full House, whether it be the House of Representatives or the Senate, must take an action on the committee recommendation. So you don't have the problem here that you have in a lot of other states to where something gets filed and then it just dies in committee without ever having a hearing and without anybody ever actually looking at the bill.
Yeah, I feel like one of the reasons, one of the strongest reasons New Hampshire was the freest state when it was picked by the Free State Project was because basically New Hampshire's process for passing a law is more bureaucratic than any other state. It's just they get this big legislature of 400 people, the largest legislature of any state in the union.
Correct. And as I understand it, it is the largest subnational legislature in the English-speaking world.
It's the third largest legislature being in the English-speaking world behind the House of Commons and the House of Representatives. So, yeah, subnational. Right. And ultimately, I just kind of think that it's just ponderous to get things through, which means that it's kind of ponderous to get things undone, too.
Because bills have to be filed several months prior to the opening of the legislative session.
Right.
So session opens in January. Bills were being filed in September and November.
But ultimately, I think what New Hampshire is great about is if you like the idea of talking to people about libertarian theory or being around libertarians, you find that that is motivating to you. Well, yeah, you should absolutely check out New Hampshire. There's no place like it. Even if there are places in the world where it might be freer because the government's less efficient as it is in the United States, it's still New Hampshire's got the largest population of libertarians.
Number one for financial literacy. Number one per capita for cryptocurrency use. The fifth lowest tax burden. The seventh highest household income.
Yeah, it just keeps on adding up. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mark. A guy called in just not too long ago, about 15 minutes, named Dan, and you guys were discussing, he specifically said he doesn't see the need for learning how to read a clock or for cursive writing.
Well, you know who I thought of when he was talking about that, Dana?
Who?
I thought of you. I thought to myself, I hope Dana's listening because I know she will call in and defend analog clocks and cursive writing. Please do so.
Yes, and this is why. Now, there are several videos on YouTube for Dan and for anyone who wants to know. Don't tell me you don't have, not you specifically, but you, plural, people,
yes,
don't have an hour and 9 minutes and 39 seconds. This video is an hour and 9 minutes. And it's worth it. There's multiple ones out there, but this one is specifically put out by Freedom Project, and the channel is Vision Liberty. The title is Common Core, Dangers and Threats to American Liberty and Education. They take cursive writing away. This was published 5 years ago, this September. They take, and they already did it, because Obama sweetened the pot. All the states are cash strapped. None of them have money. And California, we wrote them off a long time.
Hold the line, Dana.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition with Mark
and Daryl.
If you like the show, you want to get four episodes, they're completely free, going back for 15 years. Archives.freetalklive.com. It's archives.freetalklive.com. We were talking to Dana in the last segment, and Dana was talking about how schools are, Common Core's changing things in schools and how that's damaging. So, Dana, can you wrap that up real quick? I didn't want you to get cut off.
Okay, thank you so much. Again, the channel is Vision Liberty and it's Freedom Project. And all you have to do is search Common Core Dangers and Threats to American Liberty and Education. Make sure you click on the 1 hour, 9 minute, and some seconds video, because there's short and abridged versions, but get the long one. There's a bald white middle-aged man doing most of the talking and an older woman, a white woman. The reason why you never, ever want to lose the ability for cursive. And they pointed out, and this was done this September, will be 5 years ago, Obama bribed all 50 states. They're all cash-strapped. He said, I'll give you guys money if you implement Common Core. You tell me, Dan, the caller, tell me, why would a president care about Common Core so much? There's something deeper. You've got to see this video, and it's worth an hour and 9 minutes of your time and your life.
Can you give me an idea of what it is,
the fairest thing? Yes. You cannot. You won't be able to read the Magna Carta. You won't be able to read any original document. You know what? There was one time, Mark, when independents, conservatives, and Republicans were said to have worn tinfoil hats because they were laughed at by the left. The ones that became the biggest joke in this country are the progressives, because everything that everybody warned about, the libertarians as well as conservatives, and I'm on the fence about Republicans, they're no different than the Dems, but is what these progressives are doing. They have three or four different machinery they can strap to your child, give them computerized tests, kind of like a lie detector test, and they can measure their perspiration, their heart rate. They are allowed to ask personal questions like what party you vote for. Your vote is private. I'm telling you guys, you've got to see this. Dan don't understand because all they want is convenience. And that's how they're going to sell it to you. When has our government ever given us anything commonsensical or made our life easier?
And somebody asked about, you know, what some of the things that make New Hampshire really good. There was actually legislation passed, I believe it was earlier this year, to prohibit schools from using some of these non-academic surveys in the schools that ask some of these personal questions of, you know, how do your parents vote? Those are not allowed in New Hampshire anymore.
Awesome. Dana, thanks for the call. Appreciate
it.
I hung up on her. Sorry about that, Dana. Got other calls to take. Take Carl calling in from New Jersey. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, thanks for taking my call. I'm going to try something different. I'm going to just state the facts with no opinion.
Okay.
My governor, Democrat Murphy, he passed, I think, 4 laws. They were, you know, prospered by the Democrat Assembly and Senate also, and he signed them. One of them is to give the illegals $2.1 million for a legal defense than ICE, like in drinks, then they won't deport them. And around me, there's so many houses in foreclosure. Any help for them? No. But then, no opinion there, though. 3 other bills, SB 478, SB 493, SB 705.
Well, what do these things do? Just throwing out numbers doesn't really tell
me. Okay, here's what they do. They allow whatever gay community they are to change their gender on their birth certificates and what? Death certificates, too? Without, see, before you had to go to a doctor, you had to make sure your operation was completed. When I heard a radio host said, just look between their legs. But no opinion there, just the fact.
Hey, here's an idea. How about we just remove, you know, like sex or gender from identifications anyway?
What's the point? Why would you want to do that? I mean, it seems like some way to identify people.
Yeah, but
I don't need to know what sort of genitalia you have to know that your name is Mark.
Yeah, but if you were picking one up at a bar and you took them home or to a motel and you reached down there, it was something you weren't expecting, maybe you'd
change
your
never
mind.
Checked an ID whenever I picked anybody up at a bar.
Yeah, no, I've never asked for a driver's license.
Probably a good idea. Thanks for the call, Carl. Let's go to Lloyd calling in from Detroit. Lloyd, you're on Free Talk Live.
I just got a little bit of critique for Free Talk Live, you know.
Awesome.
I'm listening on TuneIn right now.
Okay.
But what I really prefer is to listen on YouTube and to watch the YouTube feed. But
okay.
Unfortunately, it hasn't been as fun in the past couple of years because that chick Lauren Rumpler is not on the show anymore.
She is not?
Correct.
Yes.
Lauren Rumpler is not on the show.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened with
what
that.
So exciting about what she did.
She's
attractive. Hey, it just made the YouTube feed better. Look, I'm just trying to make Free Talk Live sexy again.
I wish we had more attractive women that were interested in the ideas of liberty, lived locally enough that we could get them on the radio and had the time and inclination to do Free Talk Live. We've got Heather on Thursday nights. We've got Melanie on Monday nights. And what else do we? That's about it for women, right?
Currently.
Yeah, there you go.
Vin Armani is a fairly attractive man.
What's that?
Vin Armani, who he's on like every other Tuesday or something.
I get the impression if Lloyd was interested in Lauren, that Vin's not going to be his type.
I'm just saying, Vin looks better than I do.
Well, okay.
I think you both look fun, but yo, make Free Talk Live sexy again. Peace, guys.
More females on the YouTube feed. YouTube isn't our best distribution point by any stretch of the imagination. Most of it comes through podcasts, so I got to take, I got to take what I got here. Anyway, well, let's take it, David, calling in from San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, howdy. I'm guessing that both of you are too young to remember when Jimmy Carter was in office. But
I remember when Jimmy Carter was in office, but
I was born when Jimmy Carter was in office.
Yeah, I know you're younger than I am, yeah.
Sure. Well, there was a big scandal then that the Rockefellers were really secretly running America because they had created what was called the Trilateral Commission.
Oh, Oh, I remember the Trilateral Commission. Yeah, my mom kind of believed this conspiracy theory at one point.
Isn't that the, like, modern-day Illuminati something?
Yeah, well, it's the old-time Illuminati, yeah.
Well, except it was Rockefeller's. I mean, it was just clearly a Rockefeller commission. It was David Rockefeller's babies. And what was even worse was, you remember, Richard Nixon had to resign, and then Gerald Ford replaced him.
Yep.
And then Gerald Ford appointed Nelson Rockefeller as his vice president.
Right.
Yep. So Nelson Rockefeller mysteriously died within a month or two. And then David Rockefeller comes up with this trilateral commission to get everything out of the Democrats. And so Jimmy Carter was basically dancing to the tune of the Trilateral Commission. And so now we've got the Federalist Society. And the Federalist Society, they're like Dick Cheney. They're Karl Rove. They're, you look at the previous Bush administration. Bush was dancing to their tune. And so the Tea Party comes along. They think that they're getting Donald Trump to do, the working man's bidding, or the average man, or the businessman, or the whatever. No, Donald Trump is dancing to the Federalist Society. They've gotten over 50 appointments into the executive branch, and this list of judges that the Supreme Court is could be drawn from.
Right, it's from their list, supposedly.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, well, he's made it plain. He says that it's a Federalist list.
I haven't researched it thoroughly, but, suppose that's what I've heard. I mean, NPR says it's true. So.
Yeah, and nobody else. I mean, he's not taking advice from anybody else. He's just simply dancing to the Federalist Society tune. And, you go to the Federalist Society's own webpage, look in their Our News section, Federalist Society in the News, and there are posts from, in the last year, talking about how many appointments they've gotten through, and their own list is now what Trump is drawing from. So don't expect anything else from, Trump. He's already dancing to their tune. And
my expectations from Trump are very low anyway.
Well, the Federalist Society, from what I hear, was this organization that was intended to just sort of, react to progressive judges that want to pretend that the Constitution isn't a dead letter. And so they, created their own thing, and now they're, have some kind of sway. And I can't say that makes me feel bad. Do you want to address that, David?
Well, it isn't true. I mean, to me,
okay.
Trump...
Hold the line. Free Talk Live, 855-453.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.